بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى عبد الله بن قيس الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار، ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. رواه مسلم. This hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches out, he spreads his hand at night so the sinner of the day may repent. And he spreads his hand during the day so the sinner of the night may repent. This continues right till the day when the sun will rise from the west. From this hadith we understand, we are discussing the virtues or the importance of tawbah, which you commenced yesterday. And he said, tawbah means to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent sincerely with the condition that we mentioned yesterday, to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, this particular hadith, Allah Ta'ala spreading out His hand, this has been regarded from the mutashabihat. Allah Ta'ala does not have a physical hand that we have. It is beyond our understanding and comprehension. So what we do is, there is two aspects. Some ulama of the past would say that we make tafweet, that means Allah Ta'ala knows best exactly what hand refers to. Wherever Allah Ta'ala mentions, for example, his leg or his hand, it does not refer to human beings like how we have those hands. Other ulama have made ta'wil and they have said spreading out the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in this hadith, means that Allah Ta'ala spreads out His mercy. Allah showers His mercy. Allah forgives that person. So those who committed sin the entire night, during the day Allah Ta'ala forgives them. Those who made sin during the day, at night Allah is forgiving them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open until two things happen. In this hadith we understand that when the sun rises from the west, every day the sun rises from the east and sets at the west. And on one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give permission for the sun to rise from the east. Each day it takes permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rise. On that day Allah will make it rise from the west. When that happens, like the verse of the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسٌ إِيمَانُهَا يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خِيرًا. So in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا. The person who brings iman, when he sees these major signs of qiyamah, like the rising of the sun from the west, at that time his iman will not benefit him. At that time any good deed will not benefit him. That time the doors of Tawbah now shut, it is closed. When Fir'aun was drowning, when he saw reality that it is, he was so useless, and there isn't Allah who is all powerful, that is the time he said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun wa Musa. I bring iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Allah Ta'ala replied, Al-An. Now when you're seeing the reality, so that is too late. So the moment the sun rises from the west, that time the doors of Tawbah are closed. And also in the next hadith that we are going to do, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rasulullah says, when a person is now experiencing sakrat, as we say, when the rattling sound is coming out from his throat, is now in the last moment of his life and he's passing away, that time the doors of Tawbah then closes. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تاب قبل أن تطلع الشمس من مغربها تاب الله عليه. Similar to the hadith, Rasul Sayyidin Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه said, Allah Ta'ala will accept the repentance of anyone who turns in repentance to him before the time when the sun rises from the west. عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of a person as long as his soul does not reach his throat. That is at the time of death. So these are two occasions when the door of Tawbah is now closed. Otherwise, the door of Tawbah is open for all of us to sincerely repent to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وعن زر بن حبيش رضي الله تعالى قال أتيت صفوان بن عسال رضي الله تعالى أسأله عن المسح على الخفين. Zir bin Hubaysh comes to Safwan bin Asal radiallahu ta'ala, and he has a question. He's asking him about making masah on the khuf. The khuf is the leather sock, and it does not refer to any type of sock. Ulama fuqaha have given detailed explanation where certain conditions, when it is permissible to allow when it's permissible to make masa, on which type of khuf, which type of socks you can make, which types you cannot make. There are various masail, and we should try and read these masail and learn these masail, because we do not understand which type of khuf is permissible for us to use or not to use. Nonetheless, he comes to ask about masa and khufain. He wants to know exactly how long he could keep it on, when you can remove it. فَقَالَ مَا جَاءَ بِكَ يَا زِرْ So Safwan bin Asar asked him, why have you come? So he came with a question. He hasn't given the question as yet. He hasn't posed the question as yet. And Safwan bin Asar asked him, what is the purpose of your coming to me? فَقُلْتُ إِبْتِغَاءَ الْعِلْمِ He says, I have come to seek knowledge. The moment he said this, Safwan bin Asal radiallahu ta'ala replies, he says, فقال, إن الملائكة تضع أجنيحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يطلب. Verily, the angels spread their wings for the student and the seeker of knowledge, رضا بما يطلب, out of happiness for what he is seeking. Now this does not only apply to a student going to a madrasa and seeking knowledge, yes, that is great merit in that, it refers to all of us. You're sitting here right at this moment seeking knowledge. And that is our intention. That let me seek the deen in knowledge. And not just seek the knowledge, but with the niyat of making amal. And the best way to remember these small discussions and ahadith that we are discussing, and even the tafsir that we do, it is to make amal immediately. And pass it on to somebody else. So when you're giving da'wah to somebody else, then you, as long as you understood properly and correctly, then you pass it on to somebody else. In this way, deen spreads, you have made amal, is not just mere seeking knowledge. So nonetheless, he gives the virtue of seeking knowledge, that Allah Ta'ala's angels spread their wings for a student of knowledge. فَقُلْتُ Now he says, what is this question? إِنَّهُ قَدْ حَكَّ فِي صَدْرِ الْمَسْحُ الْخُفَيْنِ بَعْدَ الْغَائِتِ وَالْبَوْلِ Now he wasn't sure, he knew that it was permissible for him to use a leather sock and make masa, but he wasn't sure that after making masa on this leather sock, if he goes to the toilet, will the masa break that he made on the khuf? His wuzu definitely breaks. In other words, he wants to know whether he must remove the masa, the sock, and then make the whole wudu again and wash his feet. So in reply to that, and he says, وَكُنْتَ إِمْرَأَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. This Zir bin Hubaysh tells Safwan bin Asal, see, you were a sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And therefore you know, you have knowledge. فَجِئْتُ أَسْأَلُكَ هَلْ سَمِعْتَهُ يَذْكُرُ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا From this we understand, also go to the people of knowledge. Don't just self-study and do our own research, especially with the internet. Believe me, we'll go astray. Go to that person who has the knowledge. He says, you're the sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I have come to ask you this question. قال نعم. He says, yes, كان يأمرنا إذا كنا سفرا أو مسافرين أَلَّا نَنْزِعَ خِفَافَنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَالِيهِنَّ إِلَّا مِنْ جَنَابَةٍ لَكِنْ مِنْ غَائِتٍ وَبَوْلٍ وَنَوْمٍ So he explains, he says, yes, he ordered us that when we were traveling, musafir, then we should not remove our leather socks for 3 days and 3 nights, except due to the condition of janaba, when a person requires a ghusl. A person has a wet dream, or he has intercourse with his wife, so then the person has to remove his sock. Not for when he just went to the toilet and he came back, his wuzu will break, but the masa he made on the sock, he does not have to remove the sock and wash his feet again. He can merely make masa on the sock again. And even if he slept and he woke up. So when a person goes to the toilet and he slept and he had worn the leather sock, now he does not have to remove the leather sock and re-wash his feet when he is making wudu again. And Rasulullah explained the extent and duration that when a person is traveling, then in this particular hadith for 3 days and 3 nights, that he is allowed to wear the sock. Why would he wear the leather sock? In most cases, it was because of the very bitter winter that they used to experience, the very cold conditions. It was difficult for them to wash the feet because it was extremely cold. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to even use the khuf and to make masa on it. So even in our times when it is cold winter and we need to wear it, or when we're traveling, there is no problem in wearing. In fact, it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, when a person is not traveling, then for 1 day and 1 night he's allowed to make masa on the sock. فَقُلْتُ هَلْ سَمِعْتَهُ يَذْكُرُ فِي الْهَوَى شَيْئًا Then I asked him, have you heard Rasul mention anything about love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hawa here refers to muhabbat, love, not for worldly people, for the creation. He's talking about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال نعم Kunna ma'a Rasulillah fi safarin. He says, yes, we were traveling with Rasulullah. So from this we understand, when a person is traveling with the scholars and ulama and mashayikh, then also there are many masails that come about, and there are opportunities of asking questions. So he says, فَبَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ عِنْدَهُ إِذْ نَادَهُ أَعْرَابِيٌ بِصَوْتٍ لَهُ جَهْوَرِيٌ. Whilst we were traveling, suddenly a Bedouin comes. And remember, the Bedouin, they do not have proper education and culture. They would do things sometimes that a normal person, a city dweller, would find it very strange. Like in the time of Rasulullah, a Bedouin came, he did not know the adab of a masjid, he comes into the masjid and urinates. So Rasulullah then stopped the Sahaba from stopping him, allowed him to urinate, and then washed the place, and then explained to him the importance of a masjid. Like this person came, and from very far, with a loud voice, Ya Muhammad, he's screaming towards Rasulullah. فَأَجَابَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَحْوًا مِنْ صَوْتِهِ. Rasulullah was so full of love and muhabbat for his ummah. He never rebuked them or reproached them in a stern manner, very nice way. In this particular instance, Rasulullah answered to him in the manner in which he asked the question. Maybe some raised his voice also. In other words, to explain to him that this is not the manner in which you should be talking. هَاُمْ. Yes, what is it? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ وَيْحَكْ. So this sahabi says, Safwan bin Asal quickly tells him, reprimands him, وَيْحَكْ. What is wrong with you? Woe be to you. Ughdud min sawtik. Lower your voice. Fa innaka inda an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waqad nuhita an hadha. You have been prohibited from this. Fa qala wallahi la ughdud. He was a Bedouin. He didn't understand still. He said, Allah's qasam, I'm not going to lower my voice. Later on, when he learned the adab of Rasulullah, of course, then they made amends and they made islah of themselves. At this particular point, he came with a burning question. And look at the question he asked. Fa qala al-arabiyu. قال العربي المرء يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم. He says, a man dearly loves a group of people, and he's referring to pious people. He hasn't met them, he hasn't seen them in his life. What is the condition with them? Will he be with them? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is something for us to remember today. المرء مع من أحب يوم القيامة. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be raised with that person who he loved very dearly in this world. Anas radiallahu anhu says, when we heard this sentence of Rasulullah SAW, after accepting Islam, there was no more joyous occasion than this particular day, because the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wanted to be raised on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person would be who he loved on the day of Qiyamah in this world, who you had real love for, even though you did not see that person. We love our mashayikh, we love the sahaba, and we love the awliya Allah. We love our beloved Rasulullah. This gives you hope that you'll be raised with Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَا زَالَ يُحَدِّثُنَا حَتَّى ذَكَرَ بَابًا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ مَسِيرَةُ عَرْضِهِ أَوْ يَسِيرُ رَاكِبُ فِي عَرْضِهِ أَرْبَعِينَ أَوْ سَبْعِينَ عَامًا. Nabi Kareem continues giving us different ahadith and advices until he then mentioned a door. Now some ulama have mentioned this is a physical door in the heavens, in the skies towards the west of Medina, and this the width of this door. We have a normal door, it's not even like a meter apart, but this door is so, just the width, it is so wide that Rasulullah says, Masiratu ardihi, the width, or a rider rides in the width, in the distance of this width of this door which Allah Ta'ala has created, 40 or 70 years. In other words, this door is so wide, it is so large, it is so huge. قال سفيان أحد الرواة سفيان رحمة الله عليه, one of the narrators, he says, قبل الشام, this door was towards Syria. خلقه الله تعالى يوم خلق السماوات والأرض مفتوحا لتوبة. Allah created it when Allah created the skies and the earth. Allah made this door, and the doors of the doors are open. It is wide. The door is not closed. It is open for tawbah. In other words, when we make tawbah, this is an alamat, it is a sign that Allah's doors of tawbah are open for us, even though that we did not see this door. But Rasulullah has mentioned that this door has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our iman and our i'tiqad. This door of tawbah has been opened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يغلقوا. It won't close. حتى تطلع الشمس منه. Until the sun rises from the west. رواه تلميذي. So this hadith teaches us again that the doors of Tawbah open, and we should always repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah.